All right. You know, sometimes you have to live out what the scripture says in Romans 12. In 15, talks about we should rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. And as a church, when things like what happened today, it's scary, it's unknown, we don't know what's happening, we don't know how serious, excuse me, how serious things are, and it has lots of questions, and it can be scary to the people that love you most when you have questions that are unanswered. And so, thank you for being a church that's willing to, it says here, weep with those who weep. That our hearts go out to those who, girls, we love you. And to see you hurt makes us hurt. So what do you do in times like this where you have things that in our lives, because sometimes we have a lot, our lives, they're on track. We have our plans, like, hey, we know what's going on, right? We have our plans. We're ready to go forward. We're ready to move. And then all of a sudden, like today, we expected to come to church. We expected to sing a few songs. We expected to hear a message. We expected to go home, maybe go out to eat, have a conversation. But we didn't expect to have something this heavy thrown on us, did we? We didn't expect for life to take a detour. And in those times, look, it's going to happen in all of our lives. There's going to be a detour where we think we have it figured out. We think we know where we're headed, where we're going. And then something happens and it's quick right turn or quick left turn. And now where we thought we had it figured out, our world is thrown into chaos, into a place of, it's like we're spinning. Psalms 46, I think, speaks to that for us as we look at today and reflect and we think about our lives. Psalm 46, it tells us this, that God is our refuge and our strength, a helper who is always found in times of trouble. Therefore, we will not be afraid, though the earth trembles and the mountains topple into the depths of the sea, though the waters roar and foam and the mountains quake with its turmoil. Our God is a refuge and strength. And so maybe today we see this in our lives, and in some of us right now we're going through things maybe not as public as what we have seen this morning, but our lives still, as it says here, our lives tremble. It's as if the earth and the mountains are being toppled over into the depths of the sea. We see things falling apart. We see things not going the way that we thought they would go. We see relationships broken. And I think for the word for today that we need to look for is this, is that God is our refuge and our strength. A helper that can always be found, or another, a very present helper, one that you don't have to look hard to find. And in our lives, as we hear things, because we're going to hear words that are really going to confuse us and take our lives on detour. We may hear divorce or cancer. We may hear words like bankruptcy. All these things, these words that just throw everything that we think into the sea and causes our foundations, the things that we thought were so solid, to start to tremble. Because here it says the mountains, when they tremble. Mountains, you look at the mountains, you think they're so strong, so big, they can't be moved. And it says they tremble in our lives. There's going to be times that our mountains tremble, where our lives are shaken, where it seems like our foundation that we placed there, not the one that the Lord placed, because the Lord's foundation can never be broken, but the foundations that we put into place, they start to shake and rock. And in those times, what we have to remember is that God is our refuge and our strength, a helper that's always found. I love it when it says here in verse 8, it says, "Come and see the works of the Lord, who brings devastation on the earth. He makes wars to cease throughout the earth. He shatters bows and cuts spears into pieces. He burns the chariots. Stop your fighting. Know that I am God, exalted among the nations, exalted on the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our strength, our stronghold." Our stronghold. I don't know if you've ever thought about a stronghold. We don't have to think about strongholds today because we're not worried about people coming here to the United States to try to invade us. I mean, that's not something that's on our mind. But in this place, this would be a thing that could happen, that would be a group that would come through your village, and you need to have a stronghold, a place to run, a place of protection. Here saying that the God of Jacob is our place to run. That when the mountains shake and our lives feel like they're going to be shaken apart, that God, the God of Jacob, is our stronghold to which we run, that we cling to, that we hold on to. Think about Peter as he's there in the boat and the waves are crashing around, but then Jesus is coming walking across the water and he says, "Hey, if it really is you, call me out." And Jesus said, "Well, come on." And he walks on the water, but the waves seem so big and so large, and the weather seems like it would destroy you in the middle of the sea. But he had faith to get out there. Like, we have faith to get out of the boat. We have faith to walk with Christ. But then sometimes in that walking, in that calling, when he called us out, we're taking those steps. But in that calling, those waves are coming, right? And we're looking around and we're like, "I'm going to be destroyed in the middle of this calling." And we forget about the power, the stronghold. We forget about our Christ, this present help in the time of trouble. We forget and we take our eyes off of him and we start to focus on the things that are going to destroy us. And when we do that, we think those things that are going to destroy us, we start to have a perspective that's different. And that perspective is these things are bigger than God. But in all reality, God is our refuge and our strength. He is bigger than any wave or quake or storm. So today as we finish, I'm going to have the band come back, and we're going to think about our God as the refuge, as our refuge, as our strength, that Jacob, or that he's the God of Jacob, our stronghold. And wherever you are in this place of life, maybe again you have the mountains and the foundations of your life just trembling, shaking, seems like it's falling apart. Run to the God of Jacob. Run to the God that holds things together. To the God who takes broken pieces and glues them back together. The God who takes a broken relationship that's totally destroyed and fixes you. Like, can he do that? Well, he's already done it if you're a follower of Christ. We broke the relationship and there was no way for us to mend it, but he mended the relationship by going to the cross and dying for our sins. He mends broken relationships that are impossible to go back together, but he does it. He heals these old broken bodies. He called lame men to walk, blind men to see, dead men to wake up. You're like, does he do that? Yeah, he does that, and he's going to ultimately do it that we talked about a few weeks ago, where he's going to call us all at that time with that cry of the archangel and the blow of the trump. And so maybe your world has been shaken over the last few weeks. Here's what I'm going to ask that you would do is we see Romans here that we saw today that we rejoice with those who rejoice, but we mourn or weep or hurt with those who hurt. That we mourn with those who mourn, we cry with those who cry, and we see this with Jesus. Our example of what it is to be a real man, our example of what it is to be godly as he shows up to the grave of Lazarus and all the people around him are crying. And the shortest verse in the Bible says Jesus wept. He didn't weep because he missed Lazarus. He knew that he was about to call Lazarus from the grave. He knew that he was about to have a feast with Lazarus and celebrate life. But he wept with those who wept. And so here's how we're going to finish out today. A little bit different. I'm going to ask that you would move in a way that we're not used to. We like to stay in our comfort zone, don't we? We like to stay right where we are. We don't want to change anything. We don't want any interruptions to our lives. But some of us are already in the middle of that interruption, and some of us are already in the middle of that crisis. And so here's what I would ask that you would do. Two things. One, that if you've had your world shaken, if your life was on track and then all of a sudden it just derailed, that you would come to the altar and you would pray to a holy God. Because he's the one who puts broken things back together. He's the one that takes our lives and puts them back on track. And I'm also going to ask that this is going to be harder for some of you, because some of you are like, my life's okay, everything's good. And when everything's good, we like to just kind of sink back into a routine and you don't bother me, I'm not going to bother you. I'm going to ask that you would just really step out, okay? Some of you are like, I don't know if I can do this. Just listen. I'm asked that if you see someone down here praying, that you would come and pray with them, that you would mourn with those who mourn and weep with those who weep and hurt with those who hurt. And you may not even know what's going on. You're like, I don't even know how to pray for them. All you have to do is pray. The scripture says you have not because you ask not. The man that was lowered from the ceiling, he was healed and forgiven because the faith of his friends, not his. It says Jesus saw the faith of his friends. And that you would just put your hand on him and pray, God, I don't know what's going on. I don't have any idea what's going on in this situation. But Lord Father, I know you do. I know you can. I know you can heal. You can put broken things. I know you can fix relationships, finances. I know you can fix that. Lord, whatever it is. And you just pray for that person. Some of you are like, I've never come to the altar before in my life. And if I come, people are going to look at me. Yeah, maybe. But what does it matter? In the end of the day, what does it matter if somebody sees you here? What does it matter if they see you at the altar on your knees before a holy God, begging God to do something that you can't do on your own? Saying, God, you are my present help. I'm seeking you. I need you. You're my refuge. You're my stronghold. What does it matter if somebody sees you with your hand on someone's back or your arm around them as you cry with them? And some of you are like, I don't even know words to say. Sometimes all you have to do is be there. And you can say more in your silence than you ever could say with your words. Church, I ask that you would stand and you would respond to the Spirit and you would move as He leads you. He is your refuge. He is your strength. He is your stronghold. Will you come to your Father? Let's pray. Lord Father, I thank you that in the middle of chaos, in the middle of not knowing, in the middle of crisis, you're there. And in the middle of that chaos, just like on the boat where the storm was raging, Lord, our emotions are just everywhere like a storm. that you can come in and say, be still. And we can understand and know the peace that surpasses our understanding. And in the middle of the storm, we can have peace because we finally have the perspective and understanding that you are bigger than cancer, and you are bigger than the divorce, and you are bigger than broken relationships, and you are bigger than our bank account, and you are bigger than our bodies and our health conditions, and that we can have peace in the middle of the crisis. And as a church, Lord, we come alongside each other and we bear one another's burdens. Church, we're going to get to sing two songs, I believe we're going to do two, Brian. Two songs. You can respond during both of those songs. You just respond as the Holy Spirit leads.